FM on the station app and on OpenView Channel 606. This is East Coast Radio Newswatch.
An Umvoti councillor says the government must intervene at a Greytown farm where some residents face court-ordered evictions. Ward 10 councillor Sihle Bengu claims some of the dwellers have lived on the property for more than 40 years. Pidalta Properties bought the farm in September 2023. Bengu says the residents have nowhere to go.
As of right now, these people don't have homes. They don't have land. They were born and raised there. Some of them even lost their parents there. They don't have other families. They have been at the farm their whole lives. I'm pleading with the government to look into this to see how they can help these people.
Pidalta Property says the matter was resolved in court with legal representation and the eviction was carried out by the sheriff of the court. It says it followed legal process to determine which occupants had no claim to the properties. Residents had legal representation and were given time to present their case in the magistrate's court. Eskom has restructured its forensic and investigative functions as part of efforts to fight corruption and strengthen governance. The new group investigations and security division will be reporting directly to CEO Dan Marokane. Eskom spokesperson Daphne Mukwena says these steps, along with a partnership with the special investigating unit, are crucial to holding wrongdoers accountable and recover financial losses.
Eskom remains committed to rooting out corruption and strengthening its governance framework. We'll continue to provide support and the necessary information to ensure that all pending cases are resolved promptly. As investigations continue across Eskom and its related suppliers, we anticipate further corruption revelations and arrests.
South Africa's metros have performed poorly economically in the last decade. It's one of the findings of a study on economic performance and employment trends in major cities.
That we are standing still and in some cases moving backwards. Nowhere is performing in a spectacular way. So that's a real wake-up call to government to take the cities more seriously in economic policy.
Co-researcher Ivan Turok says some metros are still recovering from the impact of the COVID-19 pandemic, but he points out that that's no longer the main driver. Turok says while KZN is a major manufacturing and logistics center, the performance is also lackluster. And a British astronaut has been cleared to become the first person with a physical disability to take part in a mission on the International Space Station. John McFall lost his right leg in a motorcycle accident aged 19. He says he doesn't want to be thought of as being particularly different from his colleagues.
Paraastronaut, it's not a bad word. It's quite a cool word. The problem is it, by its very nature, it creates a difference from astronaut. I would argue, why do you need that? It just creates unnecessary division.
McFall, a surgeon, won bronze in the 100 metres at the Beijing Paralympic Games. Durban 26 tomorrow, Pietermaritzburg 24, Richards Bay 28. For Newswatch, I'm Dino Mpahlele.